This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, hey, welcome to this version of America Tonight. Kate Delaney, as always, happy to be the skipper of this ship as we continue to drive down those lanes. It feels like driving or pilot down those lanes. Let's put it that way. We definitely have some interesting things to talk about when it comes to what's going on with the president-elect and certainly what's happening politically speaking, with some of the possible decisions that are being made at the tail end of the current administration. And, boy, it's been another one of those interesting days. Plus, don't forget, we have Nail the Score coming up at the tail end of our second hour here on the show. And that's where we bring you in, you call up, and it's kind of like playing bingo. The computer picks the game of the week in the NFL. You tell us who you think is going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. And if somebody nails the score correctly, then guess what? That means that you win all the fabulous prizes from America Tonight. Plus, you've got bragging rights. Bragging rights. There's something about that, I got to tell you, when you can tell everybody that it's the, you know, that you nailed the score. We haven't had a winner in 4 years. We had a couple winners back then. There's been an earthquake in Indonesia, and 26 people have died, at least so far. That's what they're saying. 6.5 magnitude. A lot of homes, buildings went down as a result. And, I mean, pretty buildings. And if you think of where this is, think of Singapore. It wasn't at Singapore, but if you go up to the left side, basically, of western Sumatra, that's what, where you'd be looking at where this quake hit. No tsunami warnings, no advisories issued. The epicenter 12 miles southeast of the town of Singil. And as I mentioned, so some people have died in this. They're still searching through what is ultimately left of many of these buildings, and the death toll could go up. But it was one of those, unfortunately, surprise. I'll call it surprise because whenever there's an earthquake, there's not a lot of warning that happens with that. A couple of other big hits here right at the top include Trump outlining his defense or nominating Mad Dog for his, you know, for his cabinet, of course, the retired general, and as his defense secretary nominee. He said that the Marine, known as Mad Dog, that's just his name, is going to lead the rebuilding of the military, ranging from better health care for veterans, which is huge. You know, we've talked about that a lot on this show, to less engagements in conflicts overseas. And saying that, you know, we're not going to be a depleted military anymore. That's what Trump is saying. So he's saying, I'm going to really amp this thing up. And he's talking about General James Mattis as his defense secretary nominee. And the general came out and thanked Trump as Trump was speaking. And he was on hand for that in Fayetteville, North Carolina. So kind of a little bit of a North Carolina rally. And that kind of capped off the day where Trump interviewed prospects for diplomatic posts and talked about new investments in the United States by a Japanese bank. And there's been a lot of conversation about that. We'll tell you about that in a second. And bashed Boeing over what he called cost overruns for an Air Force One upgrade project. He said the plane is totally out of control. He told reporters that before another series of meetings at his Trump Towers. He said it's going to be over $4 billion for Air Force One's program, and I think that's ridiculous. I think Boeing is doing a little bit of a number. We want Boeing to make a lot of money, but not that much money, so that was kind of interesting. And for the $50 billion we're talking about, Trump went down to the lobby, started to talk to reporters, told them he had just met with SoftBank of Japan's CEO and talked about the bank's agreement to invest $50 billion in U.S. startup businesses that could generate about 50,000 new jobs. And Trump said this is one of the great men of industry. And he said, you know, he wanted to celebrate his new job, and he was there on hand for that. So pretty interesting stuff. Every day you have no idea what's happening from Trump Tower. And honestly, I think this is the way the president-elect likes it. So he's doing kind of this thank you tour of states that gave him his election win over Hillary Clinton. And he kicked that tour off, of course, in Cincinnati, where he talked about his plans for the nomination of Mad Dog, and then ends up in North Carolina today. And he had him on hand for that moment, as I mentioned at the top of it. So a lot of, really, frankly, a lot of interesting little pieces of what could happen in this administration starting to be unveiled through a series of conversations, I think, with these reporters, when, like today, what happened with Trump and this Japanese CEO and talking about job investment and, you know, whatnot. I think we're going to probably see many more of these kinds of appearances until we get through the inauguration, of course, then officially Trump's in the White House. And I guess his wife will be, and son will be in New York until, unless they come down for visits or whatnot, but officially Donald Trump would be at his job in the White House. And, of course, that doesn't happen for more than a month and a half from now. And we're seeing a lot of movements with this SoftBank and the fact that they're pumping in the $50 billion, some of these conversations that Trump is having, announcements of cabinet members. And, boy, it's interesting the speed with which they're moving, I have to say. I mean, pretty quickly. If I went back and I looked at a timeline of some other presidents, and there have been announcements in the past of cabinet, potential cabinet members and whatnot, but this is pretty quick where he's just going to, he's pushing to fill, of course, all the spots that he can fill. And I think that's the idea, get them filled up as fast as possible. And a quick sad story here, somebody that at one point I interviewed in my life, Rashan Salaam, a former Heisman winner, an NFL first-round draft choice, was found dead in a park. He won the 94 Heisman Trophy. And, you know, in Boulder, Colorado, they suspect, they're saying flat out, they suspect it's suicide after finding a note. How sad is that? The police said that they're still investigating the cause of death, but there wasn't any indication of any kind of foul play. He's 42 years old, but back in the day, he was a star running back for the University of Colorado. And the family hopes to bury him, they say, in Boulder, because he liked it there and was successful there. And he liked the people there. And if you remember, you have to go back, the Bears selected him in the first round in 95, and he was pretty good as his rookie season, but then he had a bunch of injuries, and after that he was out of the league just in a few years, I think, because of those injuries. All right, hang with us. We've just scratched the surface. Much more coming your way next here on America Tonight.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We've got nothing in common, but nothing in common. Whatever you've heard,
you're on, Dad. I'll go.
Now if you mean talents, then your reasoning's fine. I don't mean money.
Watch it,
'cause that's just where you shine. On the fairway, I swing such a rare way.
Into my pocket,
you keep slashing the fairway from under the ball. Let's part, be real smart, and not start with this mishmash.
Tough to interrupt this.
That you're singing in tune.
And America Tonight.
You're this year's Pat Boone.
Well, Kate Delaney. We're talking about what's being said across the country. What's buzzworthy? Let's put it that way. Let's go there. So the House Republicans tie Trump's defense pick to a must-pass spending bill. And what does that mean? Well, basically, we're talking about what I just was talking about, Mad Dog, and the Republicans in the House added some language to this bill on Tuesday that would speed up the confirmation of this retired general. It forces the Dems to either go along or risk a government shutdown. Oh, boy, here we go again. The deadline to pass the short-term spending bill is Friday. Can you believe it? So he's got to receive a waiver from Congress. That would be the general, the ex-general, to serve, since federal law requires retired military personnel to be out of service for 7 years before heading the Defense Department. He retired only 3 years ago in March of 2013, so he's got to get a waiver from Congress. So the language in the bill would require 60 votes for the waiver, but it expedites the process. And it'll be interesting to watch this first volley and where it goes for the new president, because this is what they're saying. I talked about this. The speed is of the essence. Quickly, let's go with this. That's why the big announcement, investing the $50 billion, creating the jobs, get the cabinet up and running, and in this case of this general, because of the way the laws are written, you got to jump on that. And so that's exactly what is happening, and we'll see how Congress responds. We'll see how quickly they respond to that and to the threat again of the possible government shutdown, because once again, every year, something is tied to that. Something is tied. One thing that's come up about Trump is, oh, there wasn't going to be very many women in the administration, but Omarosa, who was one of the women that was on his television show back in the day, is being quoted as saying, listen, President, she's close with him and says, President-elect Donald Trump will make his administration the most diverse in history, including empowering women and having them shatter the glass ceiling. And she was a guest columnist and said, don't judge people on their gender or race, saying that Trump doesn't do that. He judges them on their ability to do the job. And she said, look at me. I was a contestant on The Apprentice. She's worked with Trump for 4 years and never said any of the negative behaviors that keep getting attributed to him. She says she's never really seen that. So she's on Trump's transition team, and she said that the president-elect has given her a personal directive that with the 4,000 jobs that they need to fill, he wants his administration to be the most diverse in history, which includes LGBT. So now that she's said that, let's see where that goes and what that team ends up looking like. So far, we've heard of people visiting Trump Tower, different females, different people in different positions for possible jobs in the administration. But really, the retired general is the first solid, I would say. And it's a question of whether they get him through quickly or not, or they say no to that. By the way, people keep talking about the wall, the wall, the wall. And Paul Ryan, who was interviewed on 60 Minutes, said, I don't think it's really going to be a wall, because you might have a fence in some place, you might have to shore something up, but most Republican voters want the border wall in Trump's first year. Rasmussen did a poll, and you know I'm the poll princess, so here's what the poll said. 37% said if the wall should be built in the first year, 37% said yes, 53% said no, 10% unsure. When it was just Republicans who responded, 65% said yes. Are you in that category? 65. 20 said no. Only 20. That's it. So the wall, the wall, the wall. Men are more supportive of a wall in Trump's first year in office than women are, and are more confident that illegal immigration can be stopped. The older the voter, the more likely he or she is wanting to support building a border wall right away. Older voters are more confident that Trump and Congress will seal the border and stop illegal immigration. So it's a demographic thing, not a surprise on that either. But just how quickly he'll move on immigration and what can he actually get done is what will be very, very curious. How quickly can that happen? And then there's something else that's happened. In the middle of walls and immigration and coming up with cabinet people and meeting with companies about jobs and looking at policies like the Affordable Care Act and how quickly something can move there, it's pretty interesting just to see the speed, like I said. But the other quickie that I'm going to throw in here is the D.C. mayor met with Trump, another one that went up Trump Tower, to discuss the possibility of becoming a state, the statehood for the District of Columbia. And she wouldn't talk much about it, but she said one of the things that's important to Washingtonians is to become the 51st state. Wow! Do you think Washington, the District of Columbia, should be the 51st state? I don't know. Everett is listening to us in the great state, speaking of that, of Washington. Hey, Everett.
Hey, I like what Trump's doing so far. He's doing more than Obama's done in, what, 8 years?
He's moving fast. Like I said, lightning speed, just boom, boom, boom.
Oh, man, I love it. We get some things done around here for a change. Congress don't get in line. We'll just vote them out, too.
Yeah, it's moving fast.
Oh, yeah. God, no, it was too bad about that guy, that Heisman.
Rashan Salaam. He was such a good runner. I totally remember him. I talked to him once. He's a great guy.
Well, what was he doing in the park in the first place?
I think he was depressed. I think they're going to come out and say something was going on. He felt depressed. That's what it looks like to me.
I was just wondering about that because they didn't say too much about it.
No. I think they're trying to figure out. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a shame.
I know. It is a shame.
Yeah, you know, it's about time of the year where everybody kind of gets, you know, because of the holidays.
It is, and people get depressed at where they are and what's happening, yeah.
Yeah, it's a shame.
It is.
Anyways, I thought I'd throw my 2 cents on that, and I guess they found the refrigerator that was bunk on that warehouse that burnt down.
Yes, how about that? Crazy.
Yeah. Any one thing, it's another.
That's true. Hopefully, the things that are, if it's not one thing or it's another, it's not always as tragic as that, which that was unbelievable. But, yeah, Everett, thanks for the call. Don't forget, Everett, and everybody else listening, we do have Nail the Score coming up in our next hour. But, you know, with these warehouse, the bands and so many of the people were there listening to the music, a lot of kids. Some of them were teenagers, and you know, at this that were at this warehouse, and they're calling it the Ghost Ship Fire. It was just incredibly deadly. Some of the victims of that warehouse fire texted family members. Can you just imagine? So you know, that fire killed at least 36 people, and the messages were so sad. I mean, just messages, I'm incredibly sorry, I'm going to die, that kind of stuff. And, you know, a refrigerator, like Everett said, might have sparked that warehouse fire. That's what they're saying. A fire official that was investigating part of the arson team, that's what they're looking at, that's what it was. Can you imagine? Somebody that came got out of the fire, said there were flames coming from the refrigerator, and the evidence that they found supports that. And so this is what they think. There's this like 45 degree angle burn, and it shows that could be the source, which is, I mean, just again, unbelievable, huh? Unbelievable. Stay with us. Coming up next, we're going to go to the mailbag.
Miles and miles, cool and cool, and all I want to do is hold.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
She has such patience as we had some gremlins at the mothership in the studio. But we're pleased she's hanging in with us. Lori Lewis joins us from Talk Media News. Hey, Lori, how are you?
Hey, doing well, thanks. How about yourself?
Good, thank you. You sound wide awake, so we appreciate you sticking with us.
Yeah. Coffee does that, you know. And hey, gremlins over there, huh?
Gremlins. We don't have that happen too often, but we did this time. Hey, speaking of gremlins, I would love to be a little gremlin and hang out, I guess, at Trump Tower because everything is happening there. I mentioned on the air that the D.C. mayor even went up to New York to meet with Donald Trump to talk about the possibility of the District of Columbia becoming the 51st state. What's the likelihood of that happening?
You know, yeah, that's right. The likelihood of that, I don't know. Trump's shaking up a lot of things, and Congress, right, has ultimate control over that. So D.C., whenever an election comes about, they vote for statehood. In this last time around, statehood passed overwhelmingly. But it has in the past, then it probably will continue into the future, right? So whether D.C. will actually become a state, I'm not sure. I don't see a change of the tide right now.
Yeah, I'd agree with you. I don't see a change there at all. So as somebody in the media and you're watching all this unfold and they're putting up the stands and getting ready for the inauguration, is there kind of a buzz in the air over this transition switch? You know, the media is getting attacked all over the place. What does it feel like to you?
Yeah, there's definitely buzz in the air. People, right, the immediate reaction was shock, and now it's kind of like, well, what's going to happen next? Like you said, Trump has attacked the press quite a bit. I will say, though, tonight, as he continued his victory tour, and he actually introduced his choice for the Secretary of Defense, General Mattis. He also told the crowd that this time, hopefully, they're going to write the truth, referring to the press, in quieting their jeers. So at least tonight, he actually did not boo the press. But, yeah, people are they're on their toes, right, wondering what's going to happen next. Everything's pretty unclear right now.
Yeah, and you said this, the former general, General Mattis, how quickly do you think this goes through? Because, again, there's that little tricky thing, I talked about this at the top, where he's only been retired since 2013, and according to law, he has to be retired 7 years to be, you know, the Secretary of Defense. So this is now tied to a bill that that the House will take up. Do you think that they'll let this go through? Do you think he does become the next guy in?
So like you said, right, there's supposed to be this cooling off period, so that way the military can maintain civilian control. And it seems like right now that this isn't going to be something that holds up that funding bill. He's basically, General Mattis has basically gotten an endorsement from Senator John McCain, who's the chairman of the House the Senate Armed Services Committee. And, there have been two Democratic lawmakers who have said that they will not support the waiver. But it hasn't been, right, there have been an overwhelming number of lawmakers who have come out against it. And there's a lot of support for him in Congress. So,
right
now,
think it would happen.
Like that waiver is going to go through.
Wow. All right. So if the waiver goes through, then there's one. And of course, there's been a slew of other visits to Trump Tower and conversations about posts and whatnot. And one of the people that actually went down in an elevator with Trump and was addressed to the press, I guess, is the way I'll put it, is this SoftBank CEO, and the fact that this Japanese telecommunications company, Donald Trump made the big announcement, is going to invest $50 billion in the United States, creating 50,000 jobs. Was there much reaction to that?
So there has definitely been reaction to that, but I'm sorry to disappoint, Kate. I haven't kept super tight on that. I know that it was on CNN tonight when I left work, and it's or when I left the office this evening, and that people are excited about it, right? There was a lot of backlash to his carrier deal, saying, right, that this was crony capitalism, and he's coming out again and saying, look at this, we're going to create more jobs. So I think if anything, it is it's adding credibility to Trump's words.
There you go. So I know that with Talk Media News, for people listening, Lori's lucky because she gets to bounce around and is it throughout the different, I'll call it departments, I guess, governmental departments. And what lately have you been on assignment? Where have you lately been? In the Pentagon? Have you been to one of the White House briefings? What's up lately?
Bouncing mostly between the Pentagon and the White House as of late. Hey, we can combine those two tonight, though, and touch on President Obama's final planned national security address. You guys haven't talked about that. So President Obama was in Tampa, Florida tonight, and he gave his final planned address, like I said, where he discussed his national security legacy. And he also seemed to kind of give advice to President-elect Trump without actually naming him. So Obama, by the way, fun fact, is the only president in U.S. history to serve two full terms at war. Right, the U.S. has been at war since 2001 when we invaded Afghanistan. So he's the first president, to spend this long at war.
Wow. What was the reaction like to that, to the last, you know, he was in Tampa, that whole thing?
So the reaction in the crowd, people cheered when he said that the U.S. has the strongest military force. People made a couple of, most of the audience, I should say, was also military. He was at MacDill Air Force Base, which is home to the U.S. Central Command, which is the military command overseeing the Middle East, as well as Special Operations Command. So there were cheers from the audience when he touted the military. But notably, though, also right after it, one of Obama's critics, also 2008 rival, Senator John McCain, came out and said that Obama can't change history via his rhetoric, and said that the world is still a dangerous place, and he critiqued Obama's choices that he made when it came to Iran, countering ISIS, as well as Afghanistan and the Taliban, as well as the ongoing violence in Syria. So while the president, stuck to reassure people and said, you know, we're not doing bad, considering right in his 8 years in office that there was not a major terrorist attack, he did note that, but still, criticism of his time in office.
Yeah. Wow. It's interesting that switch is going to happen. So I asked Bob Navis, does everybody you know or are people suddenly calling you up and asking you for tickets to the inauguration?
Yes. You know, it's so funny. Not everybody, but I'm not a big shot like Bob May, but I have an aunt who's going to be in town a couple of days before the inauguration, and she's like, oh, you know, I'm going to extend my business trip, I'm going to stay with you. And I was like, that's great, I can't wait. And then she's like, but just, like, if you do get, you know, any extra press passes, keep me in mind.
I like that, press passes.
Okay, I'll keep you in mind. Yeah.
You got to tell that aunt. You got to set her straight, Lori. Give me her number that you don't get these extra passes. Are you kidding me? You know, I get it from both ends. Am I going to get tickets to the Super Bowl, and can I get tickets to the inauguration? And I'm like, wow. Are you kidding? I'm going to send them your way because you have the better connections than you and Bob Nay. That's so funny.
But I am getting it as little old me.
That's right. There you go. So you'll be there. It'll be fun talking to you guys down the line about that. All right, Lori, thanks so much for coming on the show.
All right. Be safe.
How fun bouncing back and forth from the White House to the Pentagon and with everything in between that's happening. And imagine when, like I keep talking about, the theme of this show seems to be the buzzworthiness at lightning speed. What's happening with Donald Trump? He's back on the road and thanking on this, like, thank you tour in North Carolina and all that kind of stuff. And at Trump Tower, meeting with people, coming up with announcements. And I was reading a Time magazine article, and they what the title of the article was, How Donald Trump Creates News from Thin Air, and talked about how he can create a news cycle from nothing. That whether it's the price tag for the new Air Force One plane, which I mentioned already, that's going to be delivered in the mid-2020s, the Boeing new 747 Air Force One for future presidents, he says, are out of control, canceled the order, $4 billion. So he's right in his article. That's what he's saying, that there's an example, boom, he is constantly already part of the conversation because he knows how to do that so, so well. Although I think Donald Trump has a point here. $40 billion for Air Force One. I mean, we're broke as a joke with how many trillions of dollars in debt are we? And I granted, you have to have a safe and secure way to travel with the president, but that just seems outrageous to me. I agree with him. Could we not even lop off $1 billion from that? Not even one? I mean, come on. Right? I would think so. I would think there would be, if you brought somebody in to look at that, do an analysis on it, get some data on it, I would say, you know what, there has to be a way to do this just a little bit cheaper. I'm just saying. So what it's going to look like coming up in January and all of 2017 is going to be very, very interesting, I think. And how quickly this cabinet is forming and how quickly they move, it may be that we really do see some fast moves to make a few things happen just right away, right out of the chute. You know, that's what they say, the first 100 days. What's it going to look like in the first 100 days? And I think it's going to look pretty like things are moving pretty quickly. I don't think that you're going to see this administration lollygag in any sense of the word. There's not going to be a breath to take. I mean, that's, you know, when we talk about some of the time bombs that are out there, like Social Security and pensions, this will be on the agenda, guarantee it. Mailbag next.
You belong to me. I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Out of town, my work takes me out of town. I empty villages, I burn their houses down. I set up factories, lay out plantations, and bring prosperity to the poorer nations.
Coming up on America Tonight, you don't have to audition, it's not The Voice. We might have voices like that one, but you will get a chance to win bragging rights if you can nail the score. We've had a couple of winners, but it's been a while since we've had any winners for Nail the Score. I am so hopeful of that. We keep getting close. People are getting close to nailing the score, but so far, no, it has not happened. You could be the next winner. Tail end of the next hour. Computer randomly picks the game of the week in the NFL. Like, it's hard to believe we've just gone through, week 13. So many storylines, and so many of them involve the Dallas Cowboys and the New England Patriots and whatnot. and what's happening with other teams who were projected to do better, like the Arizona Cardinals. But it's not about who's doing better in statistics and analysis. It's simply about nailing the score. So you don't have to know much about football. You could know a lot about football. I don't know that that would really help you, because if you look at what scoring guesses are, picking the right team would help. But a lot of times it's not the team that you think that's going to win, even if the odds makers say that they're a touchdown favorite. Sometimes there are some surprises stored in the deck. And who knows what the game of the week will be. The game of the week could be the Dallas Cowboys and the Giants. That's certainly a big game. It's a big Sunday night game. The Ravens and the Patriots is a big Monday night game. You could look at the Texans and the Colts, both of those teams at 500 and still not completely out of playoff contention. That's probably a big one. But this is the same thing. I have no say in the game that is chosen. It is the computer, the randomness of it all. Oh, I love it. Let's go out to Dan in Texas, and then we're going to hit the mailbag here on America Tonight. Hey, Dan, how are you?
Hello. I have a couple ideas. First of all, Donald is trying to send a little message to Boeing that their Iran routine, no, that's a no-no. You're not going to sell planes to Iran where they get our money to buy planes from Boeing. He's pissed about that. He's mad about the $4 billion price. This is just a come on to try to put the screws to us. And he's also mad about the situation where Boeing was backing Hillary Clinton, giving Clinton a $900,000 speaking fee, $200,000 to Clinton herself on several occasions. The selling of America with the Secretary of State, a job that she had, was just absolutely ludicrous. And I have another idea that maybe Donald would like to do. We don't have to build a wall, not right the way that they're thinking. All we got to do is annex Mexico, and they can all become good little Americans, all have the same money, all of them learn to speak English, and build a nice little wall down in Guatemala. And anybody that doesn't like this new America, hey, guess what? Right across the border, there's a nice little Hispanic country you can all migrate to. They'd love to have you down there in the jungles.
I don't think there's going to be an annexation, but that is pretty funny.
Why not? I mean, we'd have more land. We could cut it up into three states, call it South Mexico, East Mexico, West Mexico, and we've already got Mexico. So the four of them would follow through just perfectly. And then we could just make sure we could open it up to civilization from the rest of the world, that Europe's going to want to get out of Europe because of the Muslim takeover. And then on the last part of that, the Muslim thing, after Trump gets in, you're going to see a whole lot of Muslims leaving our country because he's going to get rid of their little butts. This crap that Obama tried to pull off of changing America to a Muslim country isn't going to fly with Trump and ain't going to fly with us voters. And for these Democrats that want to oppose Trump, guess what? You've got 25 seats to defend in 2 years, and we will be watching, and we are coming after you 100%. So you get your P's and Q's, or by God, it's going to be an entire Republican Senate and Congress and presidency. Goodbye, Dems.
Yeah, the Democrats should be worried. I agree with you, Dan, absolutely. Thanks for the call. The Democrats are, here we go, Nancy Pelosi has that senior position again, and think of what's happened election-wise. When you're that senior spot, you're part of leadership, and you're expected to deliver, and that means delivering votes, that means delivering your party, and that hasn't happened. So those midterms, he's right, are going to be really a report card on what's happened with the Democrats, absolutely. Hey, in just a second, we're going to check the mailbag, or you know what? We're going to boot the mailbag into our next hour instead, because it's just not fair to all of you who have sent in tons of emails. I want to do the proper justice to it, so I'm going to boot it to the next hour. But I do want to say, I was reading the Seattle Times, and we were talking about the Air Force One costs, and you know, the headline in Seattle said, Boeing blindsided as Trump slams Air Force One costs. In a tweet, the president-elect said the costs are out of control on the jumbo jet. So how about that? He's calling to cancel the new Air Force One, but the warning about the Boeing jobs experts are because they're jittery in Washington, are just kind of dismissing that. But also, you know, one of the things that Trump predicted was that in 5 years, Boeing South Carolina jobs could all be shipped to China. Experts are saying that just is an absolute ridiculous statement. He warned the audiences that that could happen when he was in South Carolina. But the people in the airline industry, according to the article that I read, said they're not concerned about that, that he's confused about the industry. And he says if they're, they say Richard Abafia of the Teal Group, it's a consulting firm outside of Washington, D.C., says, if anything, there's a trend toward insourcing, moving work back to the United States. So they say that Boeing is just kind of not paying attention to that. They're not focused on any of that. You know, remember, they did agree in November to establish an interior finishing plant in China. This is Boeing, where things like seats would be installed in 737s before they're painted and delivered to Chinese airline customers. I mean, Airbus does final assembly on single-aisle planes in China. So Boeing gave them some paintwork that was, they say, exaggerated. And that nobody should be worried that the company gave away any strategic carpet stapling capabilities, whatever that means. They say that the North Charleston complex is proof that outsourcing major aircraft structures and opening new factories is hardly any kind of a surefire strategy, you know, whatsoever. And, of course, the U.S.'s share of the world's aircraft output is around 53%. It's been kind of there. 53%. This pretty, I'd say, is pretty decent, right? And then you look, too, South Carolina, boy, they certainly have a lot of those jobs. If you look at the Spartanburg, I'm just thinking about this, in South Carolina, they've got the spot where BMW said it would spend $1 billion to double its capacity, and they've already got 8,000 workers there. Keep an eye on both of those areas. All right, we're wrapping up this hour of America Tonight. Thanks to all of you for listening to this show.
Contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010.
It's not if, but when.
What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts.
Even 401k.
Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.